This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. A roller coaster ride is one description for these days of scary ups and downs in financial markets. If you want to use a more technical term, the markets are showing volatility. Thursday was another example of a day with strong gains on the New York Stock Exchange, after a day of heavy losses. Major measures of the United States markets have closed with their biggest one-day losses since the financial crisis of 2008. Asia and Europe have also had sharp declines. Volatile markets can react suddenly in wild and unpredictable ways. Usually, some kind of shock, or more than one, is involved. For example, last Friday, one of the three major credit rating agencies downgraded long-term United States government debt. Standard & Poor's lowered its opinion of Treasury securities one step from the highest rating, AAA, to AA+. But shocks like a hopeful jobs report or good earnings results can stop a fall and send prices higher. The United States held S&P's top rating for 70 years and never had a downgrade. But many investors were expecting that to happen even after the budget deal in Washington. Congress, last week, agreed to increase the government's borrowing limit in return for steps to cut spending and reduce the deficit. S&P says it thinks America's debt will only increase in the future. President Obama disagreed.
That doesn't mean we don't have a problem. The fact is, we didn't need a rating agency to tell us that we need a balanced long-term approach to deficit reduction. That was true last week. That was true last year. That was true the day I took office.
He said this week that markets still consider United States credit as among the world's safest. Still, there are growing worries of another recession, a double dip. On Tuesday, policymakers at the central bank said economic growth so far this year has been considerably slower than they had expected. The Federal Reserve said it would likely keep short-term interest rates near zero for at least two more years. Borrowing costs for the United States remain very low, but debt worries in two of Europe's biggest economies have increased costs for their governments in recent weeks. On Monday, the European Central Bank began buying debt securities from Spain and Italy. These efforts have helped push down interest rates for those countries. Nick Parsons, an economist with the National Australia Bank, says the bank made the right move.
It's been an absolutely critical decision.
But he also thinks the bank will have to buy more, and Europe must still deal with the rescues of Greece, Ireland, and Portugal. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report. I'm Mario Ritter.